Hello everyone, and welcome back. Today I want to discuss with you a fascinating shiloh that is discussed in the Paiskim regarding the use of baby wipes on Shabbos. And we're just going to present a couple of the arguments given by the Paiskim that were meikel, and then we're going to present the counter-arguments given by the Paiskim that were machmir regarding the use of baby wipes on Shabbos. So let's start with the famous rule that we find in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chavtes, called Dover She'ina Miskaven. If a person is dragging a bench from one place to the other on Shabbos, he's dragging his bench, and lo and behold, it causes, as he is dragging it, a hole to develop in the ground. A hole develops, a furrow develops in the ground. So that's a violation of Chayrish on Shabbos, the melach of plowing, of Chayrish. But it was unintended. He just intended to drag the bench. It's a Dover She'ina Miskaven. So the Gemara says that, in general, it's mutter. Dover She'ina Miskaven is mutter. However, if it's a psik resha, then it's aser. If it's inevitable that your act will cause a malacha to occur, it's aser. That's a psik resha. It's inevitable, it's aser. However, there's a tremendous machlekes in the Rishayim regarding a psik resha deloy nichle, which means if you're doing an act of dragging the bench, let's say, you're doing something that's inherently permitted. However, it's a psik resha, it's inevitable that a malacha will result from your action. But you don't care about the resulting malacha. You have no desire that the malacha occur. You don't care about it. Is it aser nonetheless or not? Is it psik resha aser even if it's a psik resha delay nichale? This is the subject of a machlekes rishonim. As is well known, the Aruch is meikel. The Aruch holds that the entire iser of psik resha only applies if it's a psik resha denichale. However, if you do an act that's inherently permitted and it's a psik resha, but it's lay nichle, you don't care about the resulting malacha that occurs as a result of your action, according to the Aruch, it's mutar l'chatchila. However, we do not paskin like the Aruch. We paskin like the opinion of Tosfos. We paskin that a psik resha de lay nichle, you don't care about the malacha, is nonetheless aser, albeit midrabanon. So a psik resha de lay nichle is aser midrabanon. That's the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch. So that's regarding the general rule of Dover She'ina Miskaven and Psik Resha in Hilchos Shabbos. So a Dover She'ina Miskaven is mutter, but it's a Psik Resha, so that if it's a Psik Resha de Nichalei, it's also Midiraisa. But if it's a Psik Resha de Loi Nichalei, you don't care about the Malach, then it's also Midirabonah. Now, the Gemara tells us a very important halacha regarding the malacha of schita on Shabbos. Now, schita is the malacha that pertains to the use of baby wipes on Shabbos, and that's why this Gemara is very relevant for the discussion of baby wipes. The Gemara is in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and says the Gemara, you have a barrel, and you plug up the barrel with a shmata, a towel. You have a towel that is covering a peg, and you stick it into the hole in the barrel. So you have a barrel of wine, there's a hole in the barrel. You use this shmata, this towel, as a plug. Says the Gemara, if you remove the towel and then you return it to the barrel on Shabbos, it's aser. It's aser to return it to the barrel on Shabbos. Why is it aser on Shabbos to return this plug, the shmata, to the barrel on Shabbos? It's a tremendous machlokes Rishayim. However, we are going to discuss the two primary opinions in the Rishayim as to why you're not allowed to return this towel to the barrel on Shabbos to plug up the barrel. The opinion of the Rajba and the Ran is that the malacha being discussed over here is the malacha of schita, of squeezing something on Shabbos. Now, what's the malacha of schita? It's a tolda of dush. Dush is the malacha of threshing. You take, let's say, a kernel from within a husk, you remove the kernel, you extract the kernel from the husk, that's dush. So schita, when let's say you have liquid in a garment and you squeeze the garment and you extract the liquid from within, that's schita, which is a tolda of dosh on Shabbos. According to the Rajba and the Ran, the malach over here being discussed is disha, which is schita, which is a tolda of dosh, because when you return the shmata, the towel, to the barrel on Shabbos and you plug it in, it inevitably, it's a psik resha that schita occurs. It will get nischat, it will get squeezed, the liquid will be extracted, and therefore it's melech eschita on Shabbos. Now, there is a dispensation that the Rishonim over here are discussing, regarding the halacha of schita, and that is called schita that is hoylich le'ibud. If, let's say, I squeeze something, and I'm not going to use the liquid that's being extracted. I'm not going to use it. It's going to go to the waste. It's le'ibud. It's going to go to the ground, to the garbage. Is schita le'ibud mutter or aser? Says the Rashba, it's mutter. Schita le'ibud is mutter. Why? Because the entire malach of schita is because it's like dash, which means that you extract something from within that was embedded inside, and you take it out and you use it. But if it's going le'ibud, it's going to the waste, that's not similar to the malacha of dish that you find in the Mishkan. It doesn't resemble dash in the Mishkan, and therefore, according to the Rashba, it's mutter even l'chatchila. According to the Rashba, it's mutter l'chatchila. Why is the Gemara over here saying that it's usher to return the plug on Shabbos? It's because you're taking a utensil and you're putting it next to the barrel, and you are using the wine that's extracted. That's the opinion of the Rashba. However, we don't paskin like the Rashba, we paskin like the Ran. The Ran disagrees with the Rashba, and the Ran says that no. Schita le'ibud, you're right, is not also midiraisa, but it's also midirabonon. And the Gemara over here is not talking about where you're catching the wine that is being extracted. No, it's going le'ibud. It's going le'ibud, and when you put the towel in, the wine that comes out and is squeezed is going to waste. Nonetheless, it's aser, but midrabanan. So this is another downgrade from an iser deraisa to an iser derabanan. It's a psik reisha, but says the Ran, if it's le'ibud, which is the case of the Gemara, it's not aser midraisa, it's aser midrabanan. And as we mentioned, the reason is because the malach on the Mishkan was the type of disha, the type of squeezing and extracting that is being done to use that which is embedded inside. But if it's going to the waste, it's not similar to the malach on the Mishkan. Now we come to baby wipes on Shabbos. There's a tremendous machlekes regarding the use of baby wipes on Shabbos. Now, regarding the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran, in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Chof, Si'if Yud Ches, in our Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ran, that it's also midrabanan. So schita is only also midraisa if you're going to use the liquid that's being extracted. If it's going to the waste, it's le'ibud, it's only also midrabanan. In the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in Perek Yud Beis Ha'ara Tzadik Dalid, he presents a very lenient position in the name of Shlomo Zalman regarding the use of baby wipes on Shabbos. And he presents several arguments why it should be mutter to use baby wipes on Shabbos. And let's start from his first argument. Number one, he says, it's not necessarily a psik reisha, because what's the potential malacha? That when I use the baby wipe on the baby, the liquid, the water, is going to be extracted from within the baby wipe, and that's schita. When I wipe the baby, I'm being seichet, I'm squeezing and extracting the liquid, the water inside the wipe. So it's schita. Number one, he says, it's not a psik reisha that the water will be extracted, because if you do it softly, maybe only the water on the surface will be extracted. And if only the water on the surface will be extracted, it will come out, but nothing from within is being extracted, nothing that's embedded inside the wipe is being extracted, then it's not a psik reisha. If you do it softly, perhaps it's mutter. That's number one. Maybe it's not a psik reisha, because if you do it softly, the liquid inside is not going to be extracted, only the water on the surface of the wipe is going to be used. That's number one. Number two, even if it is a psik reisha, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, Dr. Shmir Shabbos Kechasa, he says, it's hoylech le'ibud. It's hoylech le'ibud because it's going to the waste. It's going to get dirty right away, and therefore, it's not over. It's not a violation of the malacha of schita midiraisa. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, perhaps even according to the Ran, who says that normally hoyach le'ibud is still also midirabanon, perhaps over here it's motor lechatchila, even according to the Ran, because over here it goes le'ibud miyad, immediately as it's extracted, it goes to the dirt that's on the baby, right? You're cleaning the baby, so it's immediately going to waste, and therefore, even according to the Ran, perhaps it's mutter, even lechatchila on Shabbos, mitzad hoylech le'ibud. That's what he says. He says, v'oid, it's sarche kata. The needs of a child, of a baby, in halacha, are rendered to be like the needs of a chayla, of someone who is ill. And again, there is a much stronger makon to be made when it comes to the needs of a child than there is for an adult, and therefore there's a strong makom b'megel if it's letzarech hakotan, letzarech the baby. We treat him as a chayla with many respects, and therefore perhaps you can make. And then he adds another argument, and this, according to his later edition, is his main argument to be makel, and he says that many times the wipe is made from synthetic material. It's made from paper, made from synthetic materials, and that's not derech disha. It's not the normal, conventional manner of squeezing items, of doing schita. Schita is usually with material, real materials that are woven together, that is woven together as a garment. But if it's just synthetic materials like paper, that's not derech pedisha, it's not normal in terms of melecha schita, and therefore, it's not a violation of melecha schita. And therefore, he says, if the wipe is made of synthetic materials, it's not considered a violation of schita, it's not derech disha, and he cites a gemara that says that or, leather, since it's made of one piece, it's not considered the conventional manner of schita, and therefore it's moter. So this is the argument of the Shmir Shabbos Kachos to be makel regarding the use of baby wipes on Shabbos. Now, what do we have over here? So we have number one, he says it's not necessarily a psik resha, that the water from within is getting extracted, maybe it's just the water on the surface. That's number one. And he says even if it is a psik resha, maybe it's hailech le'ibud. Maybe it's hailech le'ibud. And perhaps even the Ran, who says that normally Hayakli was awesome to Rabban, perhaps over here it's Motel Lichatchila because it goes immediately to waste. It goes and gets dirty right away, the water that comes out of the wipe. And V'oid, it's Sayyacha Cotton. We treat a child like a Chayla, like someone who is ill. V'oid, he says, it's not Derech Schita because it's made of synthetic material. And he says it's not a Sekresha Danichila. You don't care about the water that comes out. Maybe you only care about the water from the surface. You don't need the water that's embedded inside. Therefore, he tends to be makel. Now, many say that if you take a look at his later edition, he made his heter, his leniency, contingent on that last svara that it's ein derech dishpaka because it's made of synthetic material. However, if it's, let's say, made of actual material that is woven together, like a regular garment or regular material, not synthetic, then he not necessarily would be makel. Then he would be machmer. So his heter, even though he presents many arguments, is primarily focused on this svar of ein derech disha bekach, that it's not normal if you're using synthetic material. However, many poskim disagreed with the Shmir Shabbos Kachos. And they argued, number one, it is a psik resha in many cases, that if you wipe even softly, that liquid will be extracted and will come out. And therefore, you can't assume that it's not a psik resha and that it's a davar shen miskaven, it is a psik resha. That's number one. Number two, what are you saying? It's not hailech le'ibud. You're using it. You're extracting the wipe. You're extracting the liquid from within the wipe. You're using it to clean the baby. That's not hailech le'ibud. It's not going to waste. You're using it. It's very constructive. You're using it for a very constructive purpose. Therefore, it certainly is not rendered hailech le'ibud according to these poskim. V'oy, they say it is derech tish pekach, because it is the normal way of srita, since many times baby wipes are made of actual material and not synthetic materials. Not necessarily is it made of paper. It's not like or like leather, where the Gemara says that it's not the normal conventional way of doing srita. And they say it is a psik resha d'nichla. You want the liquid to be extracted. It helps in the process of cleaning the baby. That's why they put so much liquid there. It's much easier to clean the baby when there's liquid. Therefore, they argue that you have to be machmer, you cannot use baby wipes on Shabbos because it's a psik resha that meleches schita will be violated. So this is a fascinating discussion of the poskim. Are you allowed to use baby wipes on Shabbos, or is this considered a violation of schita? Is it hailech le'ibud because it's going and getting dirty? But perhaps no, because you need that water. Therefore, it's not considered hailech le'ibud. So this is a machlekes. Many poskim say that if it's synthetic material, so then there's much more of a makom to makel. But if it's made from actual material, then there certainly is a makom to machmer. And most poskim, in fact, are machmer, and they say that a person should employ a different eitzah when it comes to using baby wipes on Shabbos, because at least when it comes to the use of baby wipes that are from actual material, even the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa seems to have at the end been machmer, and he only was makel if you have this additional factor that it's made of synthetic material. So what they say you can do is, if you add extra liquid, let's say you take a spray, you take some water and you spritz it onto the baby, that is a very practical way of avoiding the problem. Because if you add water that is not part of the baby wipe onto the baby, then you don't need that water that's being extracted from within the wipe, because you have enough liquid without it. And therefore, that's a very practical way of avoiding the problem. That's how many poskim in fact suggest a person should be noyig, that if you use this extra liquid that you're going to put on the baby in addition to the water that's coming out of the wipe, then there would certainly be a strong welcome to mekel. But again, a person should ask his local Orthodox rabbi for an actual psak halacha l'maaseh regarding the use of baby wipes on Shabbos. Have yourself a wonderful day.